beibringen. He learns fast.
Ellen asked me a question. This is Dr. Herbert O'Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Ellen asked me a question. And the question was, Herb, you go around the world giving lectures and giving seminars that are so outstanding and so enjoyable and so exciting and so unique that it's just amazing. And yet, when you go to INTA, to the International New Thought Alliance, or you go to Tucson, to the church there, and speak, you are not yourself. You don't have that beauty and that charm and that wit and that magic that you had in your seminars and in your other programs. Why is that, Herb? And I thought to myself, Ellen, that's a good question. Why is that? And the answer is very simple. I was not being myself. I was catering to the people rather than to me. I was talking on the level of the people that I was talking to instead of talking on my own level where I should always be talking. And my own level is on the one concept that I like me, and I'm having fun, and all is in divine order, and I am God, God I am, and I am the creator of my world, and all these things. Now, when I go to the International New Thought Alliance, I have all these people who would like to say that I'm God, who would like to say that all is God, and that all is beautiful, but they don't say it, because if they do it, then they won't attract the people to their churches. They won't attract the people to their organizations. And I go into such an inhibitive audience, into such an inhibitive program, even though pretty much they know what I teach and who I am, they still want me to talk in their way. They still want me to present it in their way. This is what I think. Now, if you ask the doctor to come to your house to help you with a problem, are you going to believe in that doctor, or do you believe in that doctor? Do you want that doctor to act like you want him to act in your house? When that doctor comes in your house, because everyone takes off their shoes at the door, the doctor has to take off his shoes at the door. When the doctor comes in the house, because everybody takes off their clothes and puts on a kimono, he's got to put on a kimono, you know. And then when the doctor comes to the house, because the first thing that everyone does is sit down and have a cup of tea and relax, the doctor's got to sit down and have a cup of tea and relax. Well, now, if you expect that of the doctor is not going to get his work done. And he will not make house calls. That's why he has you come to his office. And that's why you have the white coat syndrome when you go into the doctor's office. You are a little bit afraid of him, because you know he's a no-nonsense person, and he's going to expect you to cooperate in every way that going to the doctor means to cooperate. Well, I missed the boat when I went to these different places, and it's not just INTA in Tucson, but it's to other organizations too, where I felt I might be stepping on people's toes by talking about things, and I shouldn't worry about that. All I have to do is to take my teacher's suggestion. And what was my teacher's suggestion?
Be yourself and have fun.
Yeah. My teacher's suggestion was, go preach, teach, heal, raise the dead, do all these things. Go into all the communities. And if the community doesn't accept you, kick the dust of that community off your shoes and leave town. Don't hang around. Don't try to change them. Don't try to get them to believe like you do. You always be yourself and have fun. You always teach what you know and believe who you are. If I were to say this to you, what would be your comment? If a Catholic priest came into the house, would you expect him to ask like a rabbi? if the Catholic priest came into the house, would you expect him to act like a normal minister from some other church? If the Catholic priest came in, what do you expect out of a Catholic priest? Whatever the Catholic priest teaches and believes, you know. What do you expect out of a Jewish rabbi? You expect the teachings of Judaism, you know. You don't expect the Jewish rabbi to go around preaching Catholicism, or Hinduism. Mm-hmm. He may say, "Oh, these things are good and beneficial," but we have in the Torah, we have all these things that are fully taken care of. You don't need that Buddhism. You don't need the Hinduism. You don't need the Catholicism. You don't need these things. The rabbi says, you know. And he's right. If he thoroughly, wonderfully, beautifully teaches his teaching, it's quite something. If the Muslims were to go around and changing their teachings for every different organization, different religion on earth, they'd be quite confused. And so this is what my teacher told me, and I take Jesus as my teacher. And he said, when you go and go into different places and teach and show them the word, show them what you believe, if the people are not willing to take you 100% for exactly who you are, not trying to change you in the slightest, then leave. Then do not stay there. Now, I, out of courtesy, accepted the opportunities, but I, out of lack of wisdom, didn't say, okay, this is who I am, and that's what I teach, and that's what I am. Now, my difficulty, as I was at INTA, I would get so excited about several little aspects of what I was doing that my excitement would make me forget my general theme. It wouldn't make me forget what my general theme was, but I'd forget my general theme. Now, I would get into the theme, there now is peace on earth, and it began with me. Well, now, that is not just a simple statement. That's a statement that goes far beyond, there now is peace on earth, and it began with me. Peace already exists on earth.
Yes.
That's a big theme by itself. Mm-hmm. Peace already exists. There's nothing you can do about it. Now, you can't see it? What's wrong with you? What's wrong with me? I can't see peace on earth. I cannot see all these are really peaceful people. Well, I must have, you know, something wrong inside of me. You know, I'm not seeing with loving eyes, with unconditionally loving eyes. I'm going in with judgment. I got to change me. So, you know, you can get to be feisty and argumentative. And I argue with myself because I'm fighting myself on this concept of looking at appearances and believing in appearances. You know, no way. No way. We cannot allow ourselves to believe in the appearances. They're constantly changing. They're constantly becoming different, 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 different. And because they become different, what happens to us? So, when I say to INTA, for instance, there now is peace on earth, and they want to say, let there be peace on earth, because that's the song that was written and nicely, beautifully done. It's a good start. Good start. Let there be peace on earth. And, you know, whatever. And so, but now there is peace on earth, and it has begun with me. Now, I, in my consciousness, see peace on earth. Now, Obama sees peace on earth, and it began in his consciousness, and he's going to hold true to it. We're going to keep backing him, keep supporting him in the attitudes and the thoughts that he has for the benefit of the world. And he will shine that out. But if we withdraw our support, then we will begin seeing the opposite. You're not doing right, so I'm withdrawing my support from you. So, in other words, I don't believe in you. I don't believe you're doing right. Now, we cannot afford to ever not believe anyone's doing something not right. We can only see them doing what is right, doing what is good at all times and all being. And my difficulty is not with the people that I'm there with, it's what I think the people I'm there with think. And they may think it and they may not think it. And so what difference does it make if they think? I am a ballet star, and I'm asked to put on a ballet, and I go into this primitive theater where they have nothing, you know, and they want a ballet. Let's say it's the Wild West, you know, and the bar is there and all that sort of stuff, and the guys are sitting at their tables drinking in some way, and I put on a ballet. And so I get up on that stage, and I'm going to wear tights, and I'm going to wear these clothing. Now, what are the people going to think about me? They're going to think, what's this pissy-ass character coming in here looking like a dainty, you know, looking like a silly, what is this here? If I think that, I'm dead. But I am a ballet star. I am, ballet is my life. It's who I am. I am good at it. And so I get up there and I put on my show. I don't hear one sneer, one boo, one bad thought. I do not hear anything. I'm going through my program. They can even throw bottles and apples and tomatoes at me, but I don't hear them because I'm doing my thing. I am in who I am, and I am who I am. Now, as I progress and proceed with my performance, and my sincerity is so dominant, so powerful, I believe in myself so well, pretty soon the audience mellows and finds that this is something that they came there not because they wanted to jeer, but because they wanted to hear. And so they begin to listen. And as they listen, they begin to hear, hey, that's interesting, you know. I don't understand it, but that's interesting, you know, especially if it's a foreign language. But if it's in the same language, then they can hear it and understand it. And when you are sold, you can perform. When you are not sold on what you're doing, you can't perform. Well, I was trying to play the game in several theaters at the same time, and you can't do that. I was playing the game knowing what the background on these various religions were, what religious science was, what science of mind was, what unity was, what divine science was, what all these various organizations are that are in INTA. And I was tuning in to all of them and wanting to be harmonious with all, and you can't. They came to hear me because they wanted to hear what my approach was. They wanted to hear what I taught. They wanted to hear what I believed. And I therefore should give them what I believe, not give them what I think they want to hear, but give them what I believe. And when I do that, then I am doing my job as being a what? I'm doing my job as being a representative of my teacher. Now, my teacher ultimately is within me, of course. But what did my teacher tell me? He said, if they don't like it, shake the dust off their feet. But what did he say? You see, you got to look further than just those words to shake the dust. That's graphic, and that's spit on you, you know. Did Jesus do that to anybody? Nobody. He was himself at all times, and he taught what he taught at all times, and he didn't change his philosophy or his approach at any time, regardless of who was present. And if there were those who were present who didn't understand, and they wanted to understand, then he told them. And he told them in such clear, precise language and no emotions, you know, no being upset, and this is where I think we fail just a little bit. We get emotional. We think, well, they wanted me to do this. They wanted me to come. Why don't they listen? Well, because they don't know how. And do I know how to present? Do I know how to just be myself and have fun? And if the tide is turning a little bit away from me, bring another illustration in that is even more exciting and more imaginative, and because I've got a million of them. And so it's just not a matter of limitation, or not a matter of sticking to your the way you're going to present it. Just come in by another door, come in by another illusion, come in by another way. The little boy comes to his mother, you know, and kicks her and says, "I hate you." Well, now the mother can take it a number of ways. The speaker can take it a number of ways. "I hate you, get out of here," you know. And then, well, what seems to be the problem? You know, you just don't run and say, you know, "You're terrible." You say, "What's the problem?" And pretty soon, if you have the wisdom and the ability to draw it out, you find out the problem is not what it seemed to have been, but something quite different and something very easy to solve. And so then, as with the mother, you speaking to a group of people can get across to them with your loving heart, your unconditionally loving heart, not judging them, because they came because they wanted to hear what you had to say. They didn't have to. They could have stayed home. They could have stayed in their rooms. They could have gone and had a cup of coffee instead of listening to you. Or even after you started, they could have gone and had a cup of coffee. But they stayed to hear, because they didn't understand. Now, do we have the wisdom to be sharers? Do we have the wisdom to be sharers? Do we have the wisdom to be sharers? Now, you say, "What do you mean by that, Herb?" Do we have the wisdom to like ourselves and have fun? Do we have the wisdom to be ourselves at all times? Do we have the wisdom to do this at all times, regardless of what appearances there may be? And if we do, then we really are wonderful. Then we really are wonderful. And life is really wonderful. And you are wonderful too. So, go and carry the message of Sylvia Enns, of Ingeborg Puckert, of Ellen Germini, of Herb Barley, into all the world by being yourself and having fun. And people who see you being yourself and having fun say, "Hey, you're a neat person. You're interesting. You know, I like you. I like the way you approach things. I like what you say." And let them gather at your feet. And let those who don't say that, let them gather somewhere else. But just go and be yourself. And don't try to make people believe what you believe. If you believe 100% in what you believe, that's all that matters. That's all that matters. If you believe 100% in who you are, that's all that matters. Now, what is the philosophy? What is the attitude that each of you has? What is your dream? Figure it out first. Then go and share it. "There now is peace on earth, and it began with me." No discussion. See? "Let there be peace." Well, who's going to start?
Yeah.
Somebody. Yeah. I. So that's the story. And enjoy and be yourself. And know that I enjoy sitting and listening to you. I love you. I love you. I love you.